Blog Talk Radio.
Stop the ass, stop the ass. Jealous friends, opinions last. So many cats, young or old. Try no matter what your tone holds.
Hey, everybody. My name is Russell Foisey. I am your host for Original Lyric Stream Radio. Welcome to listeners from all over the planet. Thank you so much for tuning in whenever you can. The live link to our show is blogtalkradio.com/Original Lyric Stream Radio. The chorus you just heard is my own, and that's titled Stomp the Ants. Now, we're not stomping on any insects here. There's periods in between ants. Now, that stands for automatic negative thought syndrome. And as the lyric says, so many cants, young or old, try no matter what you're told. Motivation for this song, someone once told me I was too old to write lyrics and sing. Can you believe that? So I just gave him this name. I just called him automatic negative thought syndrome, and it really fit. And as I say every week, can't is a word we do not recognize. Now, these lyrics were quick, melody and title included, probably about 20 minutes. So it was fast, but it always does not work out that way. You know, when I'm looking at a blank Word document on my laptop, I'm thinking of words, ideas that come to mind. I'm really not worried about structure, you know, verse, chorus, bridge, not really important, you know. That takes the pressure off of me, and I think everyone has their own system, you know, for song creation and writing. But the one word comes to mind for me when, you know, I'm starting that process is fun. It needs to be fun. And don't be afraid to, you know, say it, you know, go back to it, save some ideas and, you know, pick up where you left off. So that's my system, and that's how I like to do it. Our episode streams are picked up from many of your favorite podcasts out there. And as I mentioned, we're part of the iHeartRadio family on their website and app. So the replay of the show is on Friday, and very thankful to be part of the iHeartRadio family. This radio show concept is based on my first recorded CD. It was a dream come true, and that's why I titled it Original Lyrics Dream. My own lyrics and recorded songs, 2013. Man, that seems like a long time ago. My website is russellfoiseymusic.com. I'm a singer, songwriter, producer. I've recorded two albums, produced a third, Cam Lorum's Writing in the Stars. And breaking news, I'm currently in the studio right now, and while we're talking about that, let's give this great studio a shout out tonight. Clear Track Studios in downtown Clearwater, Florida, the best, just simply the best. Mike Johnson, Colleen Bradham, Spencer Bradham, Stephen Clark, and I know our guest tonight has worked also with James Forbes. So I want to say hello to you all, and I'll be down there tomorrow, actually, and I'm working on a new 5-track EP. Very excited about that. Sessions are going great. EP actually stands for extended play, so it's a condensed, you know, body of work, you know, instead of your traditional 10 or 11 tracks. I'm working on 5, and I really like that system. You can get the music out a little sooner. And I also have some producer projects in the work as well, so stay tuned for that. Going to be speaking with guests in the weeks ahead, and they're going to tell their own story and inspiration behind the lyrics and music. It's time to bring in my sound engineer, Bill Miller, doing so much behind the scenes on the Blog Talk Radio website and dashboard. Bill, good evening. Please welcome our audience to the show tonight.
Welcome, everyone. Thank you for joining us. Hey, if you like our show, do us a favor. Tell your friends about us. Share our link. You can also subscribe to the show. Just go to Blog Talk, and subscribe to the show. That way you'll never miss an episode. There's also a comment section in there. You can put a comment in there. Put a comment in there about our guests. Let them know how you've enjoyed them. I'm sure they'll appreciate that. We certainly all thank you for your support.
Well, how you doing, my friend, tonight? Our guest, we both have something in common. We've both done recordings at Clear Track Studios, as I mentioned. Love those people dearly and what they've done for me, to make an original lyrics dream come true.
Yeah, awesome. So how's the session going? Going well, then?
It's going great. On schedule, probably, I would say, March or April, either or. But right on schedule, I like the condensed version. You can get the music out a little sooner. And my second album took actually, it was over a year and a half to complete. That's a long time. So I'd like to shorten that process and get some new songs in circulation a little sooner.
Yeah, well, certainly looking forward to hearing your new material coming out.
And we will have a special episode when the time comes for the release. And we'll play all the tracks right here. Well, are you ready for this episode, Mr. Miller?
I'm ready. Let's get rolling.
All right, time for our next guest interview. You're viewing a slideshow of Jason Robert Miller. This is a great track, and this is titled Tonight.
Get on up there again and give it everything I got.
right. track. Let me introduce a great singer, songwriter, musician, storyteller, Jason Robert Miller. Thank you so much for joining me again on Original Lyric Stream Radio.
Yeah, hey man, what's going on? Happy New Year.
How you doing, my friend? Happy 2022.
Yeah, we made it. What's up, Bill?
Where has time gone by, man? 2022. It seems like yesterday it was 2000.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy, man. It's, you know, you're marking time and with the projects that you're doing. I'm really excited to hear your new stuff. I'm really happy that you're getting in there. I really like the photographs that you took and posted on Instagram. You're looking good, man. You're looking good.
Thanks, man. Thanks. You know, it's the second album I did, 2016. I always kind of wait like a couple of years before I release anything else. But, you know, some stuff came up and then, you know, here comes COVID. So, you know, like 5 years went by just like that. It's like,
I know.
Had to get back in there. I was jonesing.
You had to do it.
Absolutely. Jason, remind everybody where you reside today. You're in Florida, right?
You know what? I recently moved in September. I came back to Western Pennsylvania, where I'm from. I live in Hermitage, Pennsylvania, which is about an hour north of Pittsburgh. It's a little farm town. It's just time to come home. My parents are getting a little older. I just want to say happy birthday to my dad. I hope he's listening tonight. He's 73 today. And so it's just time to come back. You know, what's cool about music anymore, you can make it from anywhere and send it and work in different studios. And I have a lot of local singer-songwriters that I know from being here in the past a couple of times, and it's a good scene. It was sad to leave Florida, but, you know, time and things change, and it was just time to come back.
Well, I want to apologize first for not being able to play your two new singles, which I really liked, Torn and Silver and Gold. The artwork is in our slideshow tonight. Tell us about these two tracks.
Yeah, thanks, man. I really appreciate that. Yeah, sorry. It's like, you know, you think I would know how to, like, convert them and do all that. So I know nothing. Like, they make them in the studio, and I put them on Spotify, and that's pretty much it. But I recorded the vocals and guitar and bass years ago, like 7 years ago. And then I got in that project, that song that you just played, thank you, tonight, the drummer on it, his name is Sammy Wags. He's out of Brooklyn. I sent it to him, and he put drum tracks to these songs that I made 7 years ago. And then I sent them down to James at ClearTrack and had them mastered and released them, and I'm happy to finally get them out. You know, it's crazy that something that you made 7 years ago is just coming out now, but, you know, sometimes that's the way it is.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought up James, and of course I had to give a shout out to ClearTrack Studios. I've never recorded anywhere else, and I just think the you know, top to bottom, the professionalism, the equipment, the expert advice, it's just incredible. And what are your feelings, Jason, on that great place?
You know, I've been in studios, New York City, Boston, Chicago, and it is by far, for the money, the best value you can get, because it's state-of-the-art equipment. But even more than that, it's the expertise of the people who work there. It's like anything else. You can have the most expensive guitar in the world, but if you don't know how to play it, it really doesn't matter. And they really, really have it dialed in. And for the money, you can't beat the value. And they're so nice, and they're so welcoming. And, you know, you feel very, very safe there and creative. And just the microphones alone are worth, you know, ClearTrack, let alone everything else they do on top of it. And James is a master at what he does. And he records like the vocal sessions that I do, and then he masters tracks that I do. And, you know, if you were to pay for that same equipment in New York or in Boston, it would cost probably three times as much. And he was telling me that people actually come down to Clearwater, stay in hotels, and record at their studio and it costs them the same amount of money they would spend up north. And it's as legit as it gets.
Yeah, the one word that comes to mind for me is vested. You know, they're always attentive and vested in the process. And you can tell. I mean, you can tell if somebody's like, you know, it's going in one ear and out the other. But they're incredible. A to Z, top to bottom. So it's just a great experience, everybody. Check out Clear Track Studios online. Fly in there to record, stay, and you won't regret the experience. Here's a good question I like to ask our guests about vocals. Do you use any type of training techniques to keep your vocal sharp?
Yes. You know, when I have a session coming up or I'm doing some recording in the past, I've worked with vocal coaches and even started projects and worked with vocal coaches and then redid the vocals after working with them. And, you know, the exercises that they gave me and the techniques that they show really come through on the recording, and you really work on your instrument. It's like anything else, you know, you need coaching, you need to work hard at it to improve it. And for me, I think vocals were a weakness of mine, to be honest with you. I think the writing in the beginning was very strong, but the vocals were a little weak. And the other thing I did is I started playing cover sets in Tampa. I would play shows like four set nights, 45 minutes, just solo by myself. And obviously that's what solo means. But that experience, doing that for an extended period of time, you know, like over a year, really developed me vocally too. But if you don't have those techniques in place, it's hard to perform for that length of time. And then something about your voice, you know, becomes more rich when you've been playing that much. And when I made that recording for tonight and All American Saturday Night, I was playing out a lot, and that's what it takes, because you're just trying to capture that one take in the studio, but it takes a lot of work in order to get that one take.
Yeah, that's a good point. I think in when you're performing some cover songs, sometimes you go outside your boundaries maybe vocally and you say, well, it's a challenge, but I think I can do it. But I think it actually helps you because that's a goal. Maybe you're trying to hit notes and keys you probably wouldn't be able to do, but you go for it. And I think that can only make you better.
Yeah, and it comes through in your own performances as well. And, you know, I kind of look at it like taking on the masters, like in a Kung Fu movie. If you want to be the master, you got to beat the master, you know, or at least be as good as they are. And then, you know, the songs that I chose to sing were definitely challenging. You know, Springsteen is a great vocalist, and singing Petty and the Rolling Stones and Mick Jagger, and, you know, these are the best. And it influences my writing as well. You know, maybe some chord progressions from different covers, and you change them and modify them and write your own music to them. It's opened me up that way too.
Who are some of the favorite singer, songwriter, musicians you looked up to? I know you've just named a few, but I'm sure there's some more.
Yeah, you know, Springsteen is my guy. You know, when I was growing up, the first thing I wanted to be as a kid was Billy the Kid, and then I realized that, you know, don't want to be a cowboy necessarily. The second thing I wanted to be was Bruce Springsteen. You know, it's 7 years old, singing into the mirror, like a lot of kids do. And then, you know, I got into Dylan later, you know, just from the writing perspective and the poetry element that he brings to his music. But Kris Kristofferson is a big influence of mine, Willie Nelson, Johnny Cash. I love country music. You know, my sound is like singer-songwriter, alt-country, indie kind of stuff. And then Petty, and then Lou Reed as well, that cool New York sound. I lived in New York City for about 10 years, and I was involved in the scene there, and just the cool kind of element. David Bowie is a big influence on me as well. But I love female singers. Been listening to a lot of Adele lately. And then getting into some of the old blues guys, B.B. King and Howlin' Wolf. And, you know, you can't replicate the soul that they put into their music. And really, that's what ultimately, that's what I'm trying to get across to the listener, you know, just to feel that emotion of whatever it is and bring all those elements to bear in to the music that I write.
Well, everybody, we have another great track from our guest tonight, Jason Robert Miller. This is another wonderful song, and this is titled Waiting on Mary Jane.
No Mary Jane. Standing here, trying to maintain. Every time I come to town, she wants to go way round. Always passing the P5, she's as bright as a satellite.
That's a great track. Our guest tonight, Jason Robert Miller, that's Waiting on Mary Jane. Jason, give us some background and motivation on this one.
You know, I recorded that song in New York City. I had just started writing, and I had started working with a producer there. And I was actually pitching that song to another local band. And when we were going through material, I played that song for him, and he said, "Nah, man, we're not giving that one away. We're gonna keep it and put it on my first demo." It was a 3-song demo that I made up in Spanish Harlem, and really, really good stuff. Zach Soulon played on it. Zach sat like first chair in the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. He's from Israel originally, but he came to the States. He started producing. He's since moved back to Israel, and the drummer on that track is Nir Z. And Nir is now a studio musician in Nashville, and he's played with everybody. Sat in for Phil Collins the second time Genesis got together, and they were still touring, so they hired Nir after Phil dropped out of the tour. And then he also did John Mayer's Perfect Squares record, and he's been on the road with everybody, and he's in the studio now working with, like, the top names in country music. And I really think they're playing really – really brings that out. The producer, Zach Soulon, played guitar on that. I played rhythm guitar. He also played bass. And then Nir did the drums on that.
Very, very nice. For me, melody is the first position. So when I'm creating, it's time to think about a new song. You know, melody in the head, and then you start to, you know, work your way, you know, to the rest. What is your first position when you're starting to think about new tracks?
I have an idea that something that I want to write about, something that's kind of, it sticks in my mind over a period of time. And then usually what happens, I find something cool on the guitar, chord progression wise, put some things together, chord progression. And I've always been pretty good at hearing vocal melody to the chord progressions that I come up with. And then once I have that idea, maybe it's just a line, maybe it's just a few words strung together, and then I hear the melody, the vocal melody in my mind, and then sing that. Sometimes it's just la-la-las or whatever it is, just to get the melody right, and then putting words to it, and then building from there. And sometimes it goes, you know, sometimes it starts with the chorus and goes to the verse, and or no pun intended, vice versa. And then, you know, depending, like, oh, I think a bridge should go there, and just kind of letting it naturally progress. But it's finding something cool on the guitar for me, really, that unlocks the songs. I always feel very fortunate when I do come up with something that I like on the guitar. And it's typically times where I'm just playing a lot. Maybe I'm away. You know, I go to our hunting camp every year. I played a lot up there. And, like, over a few days of playing different things, just something pops out on the guitar, and then bang, the song's there typically.
Hey, let's talk about the pandemic a little bit, you know, and musicians had a transition for sure, because there were no, you know, live gigs for a while. You know, during that time, what was really the focus on what you were, you know, trying to work on? I mean, we're still in, you know, the pandemic to a lesser degree, but what were you trying to focus and work on musically during that time?
Well, like a lot of people, I was playing a lot during that time, you know, at home, and especially when we were, you know, quarantined and everybody was in lockdown, and playing. And for me, it was an opportunity to reach out to Mike Vigsiglia, who is my producer on Tonight in All American Saturday Night. I wanted to work with him when I lived in New York, just never had the opportunity. So I reached out to him, and we started, it was amazing about, you know, the experience, and interesting about the pandemic, about how we went about doing what we do in a different way. Whereas before, if we wanted to make a record, we'd just go into the studio, we'd see everybody would be in the same room. We cut tracks and make the songs. But for this particular project, we did it remotely, and all I had to do was sing into the phone. He then got the other musicians to play on it in New York. He sent it back to me with a rough mix. I went into ClearTrack and did my vocals with James, sent it back to him. He would put the backing vocals on, add any kind of instrumentation ideas that maybe we had after we heard it. For instance, we put tambourine in the chorus in All American Saturday Night, and then he mixed it to us, and we mastered it, and then released it to Spotify or wherever, Apple Music, and through TuneCore, which is a digital distribution company that's really, really good. So I started that recording project during that time from a song that I wrote during that time, and I thought it was really, really important. I wanted to write something in that weird time that we were in, and then I wanted to record it so I would have it forever. And it just so happens that I got to send it to New York, and some of the best musicians in the world, in my opinion, played on it. Audrey Martellis, who fronts her own jazz bands and has sang back up for Celine Dion and Mary J. Blige and Jewel, and, you know, Patrick Frith, the keyboard player, he has his own band. He's toured internationally. And Sammy Wags that I mentioned. And it was through Mike, because he had all those connections. Mike was a longtime writer, collaborator, producer for Lisa Loeb, and has played with everybody. He's been in the New York scene for, you know, since the 70s and all the way back into the Velvet Underground days. And he had all those connections with those people that I would never have access to. So we concentrated on doing what we could do within the time and within the moment and take advantage of it, and seeing the opportunity and the problem, not the problem and the opportunity. And to be honest with you, it's one of the best songs that I've ever done.
Well, we have a bonus track, everyone, and we're going to play another great track from our guest tonight, Jason Robert Miller. This is titled By the Fire.
Thank you.
other's eyes, say each other's name by the fire.
By the fire, Jason Robert Miller. My friend, we have a few minutes left in the episode, and a closing question I like to ask every week, and we always get a different answer. If there was an artist beginning in music today, what advice would you give them?
I would tell them to be independent as long as they possibly could. I mean, there's a time to sell out, obviously, but understand how the game works. And so the record companies, you know, that advance I give you is not a bonus. It's a loan. You have to earn that back in selling units, and don't give up your masters. Don't give up anything to anybody. Keep all your royalty. Don't take the short money for the long haul, and make your music and release your music on Spotify and market it through these marketing companies that you can pay money to get you on to playlists. And for a while, it felt weird to do that, but I looked at it as advertising dollars, and if it's good, they'll play it more. And just don't buy into the industry BS and stay independent and work with as many talented people as you can and be a good person and make beautiful music and get as many people as you can to hear it through the internet and just, you know, keep your music for you and then share it with the people. There's no need to put the industry in between that. So, and keep writing and keep believing, and it's hard, and just make your art. Just keep making your art, and that's really what's important.
And you do such a great job with networking. I see the networking you do in Instagram, for example, and that's the key. You connect yourself with so many different artists from around the world. And it pays big dividends down the road as well. I mean, all the artists that you mentioned that have played on your tracks, it's very beneficial.
It is. You're only as good as the team you play on. You don't have to be the best player on that team either. And, you know, there are people that do things better than you, and work with them and just be humble and play your part, and things work out.
Please tell our listeners, Jason, where they can find you on the web and also social media.
Sure. You just Google my name, Jason Robert Miller. You can find me on Spotify, Apple Music, any of the streaming platforms that you use. You can ask Alexa to play me. You have to use all three of my names, Jason Robert Miller, and they can find me there. Obviously, the videos are also on YouTube. I'm having a video release here probably next month of a video that I shot. On Instagram, it's Jason Robert Miller 19. Please join me there. Love to hang out online with people. And it's a really great time to be an artist with the ability of the internet. And, you know, I really appreciate you having me on, man. I really like your show. I really like you as a person. And I wish you a lot of luck with the project that you're doing.
Well, thank you so much, Jason. I've always enjoyed the conversations. Great, intelligent, you know, responses to, you know, the new artists that could be listening. You know, we're always trying to pay it forward, you know, to that new person who is a singer, songwriter, musician, instrumentalist, you know, what have you. And the best of luck with you. You're a great singer, songwriter, storyteller, and, you know, with every song. And, you know, that's what you want to listen to. You understand the track from start to finish. And well done. Thank you so much for coming back on. And open invitation anytime, my friend.
Thanks for having me. And you and Bill, take care. Keep on keeping on, man. Live the dream. And best of luck in the new year.
Thanks a lot, Jason. Have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Everybody, please Google search and support Jason Robert Miller. Man, you heard those answers. That's great. Great, great responses to, you know, key questions for an artist, you know, their career, how to get your start, and, you know, how to keep it going as well. Go online and please purchase his music. If you'd like to be a guest on a future episode, please send me a track of your music to russellfoisey@gmail.com. We accept all music genres. I'd love to hear your sound. My name again is Russell Foisey, your host of Original Lyric Stream Radio. Look forward to every episode. I do love doing this show. Thanks again, Bill. And remember, everybody, try no matter what you're told. Good night.
Stop the end, jealous friends' opinions.